This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings are hoping to rebound from yesterday's 27-19 loss to the Ravens. It included an incredible 8 false start penalties. Star receiver Justin Jefferson.
The pre-snap penalties and the things that really hurt ourselves. It's going to be tough to win games like that. You know, losing a turnover battle, 3-0. It's going to be tough to win games like that. So, you know, we just got to go back to work, you know, look at the things that we need to fix and, of course, get rid of the pre-snap penalties to allow us to move forward instead of going backwards first. So, I mean, there's good things to take away from this game and, you know, good things to look at on film. But, of course, we got to, you know, do better and execute better.
Jefferson finished with 4 catches for 37 yards. The Vikes are now 4-5. They'll host Chicago on Sunday. The Wild shut out the Flames last night 2-0 behind Jesper Wallstedt's 35 saves. Forward Marcus Johansson played career game number 1,000 in the NHL. He registered an assist. Can he believe it's been 1,000 games?
No, I can't. I mean, it's feels like a long time, but also it's flown by at the same time. So it's kind of weird, but very grateful for it and fun to share with the guys in here.
Matt Boldy and Kirill Kaprizov each scored. San Jose comes to town tomorrow night. The Wolves raced past the Kings last night in Sacramento in a big way, 144-117. Minnesota center Rudy Gobert stuffed the stat sheet, 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 block shots.
So I set the tone for the team. You know, we've been playing some really good basketball the last couple of games, so it's important that I keep the energy and then lead the way.
The Wolves are now 6-4. They're looking for a third straight win, and they're in action tonight. They're in Salt Lake City to take on the Utah Jazz. And the St. Thomas men's basketball team is out west as well. They take on Washington State tonight in Pullman. That game tips at 8:30. This is MNN Sports.